I mean, emotional, feisty, and I think his best hockey, starting to play really well, is going to be over the course of the next few weeks. So really good class, hard to replace, but I just want to thank them from our staff and, you know, for what they've given to our program. And I hope for their sake that we have a lot of hockey left and we have a strong finish to send them out on a real high note. But we'll be honor them on Sunday, the senior class, and that'll be at 11:30. At the top of the Magnus there at the bonfire, and it's anybody can come. I think it's $15. We'll have a nice brunch there, and you'll get to hear a little bit from the players, and that's what it's all about, to hear their story and how they've enjoyed their time here at Michigan Tech in the Copper Country, and they'll talk a little bit about what their future plans are and where they see themselves, and I always find it a good time, and I'm sure there'll be a few good stories from each one of them and some laughs, and you know, I encourage people to come on out and thank them for what they've given our hockey program and to Michigan Tech, and just to send them off on a high note.
blueline@mtu.edu is the email address you need to send your RSVP for that event on Sunday, and you need to do that by Friday, so make sure you do that and get out and support those seniors. I'm sure Cal's going to have some great highlight things.
Oh, he will. Yeah, those are the best things. They, you know, I'm sure the parents have sent in some great photos and some good video coverage. And well, it always is. And you see the growth and the maturity of these young men. And we've seen it here in the 4 years. And it's always hard to let them go. But they're ready. You know, they're ready to move on to you know, their next adventure, wherever that might take them, whether it's hockey or, you know, maybe what, like Matt Winches, he's got a job. And that's one of the great things about Michigan Tech is, you know, the hockey is, you know, traditionally strong program, rich and long history of success. And it's known, you know, wherever you go out there, you know, people know about Michigan Tech. But just as important as the academic, and maybe more important, is the degree you get and the academic reputation that it has. So it affords a guy like Matt Winches to, you know, be able to get a job offer and go on to, whether he plays hockey or not, to make sure he goes to some community and becomes a leader and takes advantage of that degree that he had here from Michigan Tech.
All right, it's got a couple of questions in here before we take a break.
Questions. We got questions
today.
Even play after this weekend. You want to ask me about the power play this weekend?
Coach, do we track giveaway takeaway numbers?
We do, and we do that by scoring chances. So so we do that. Joe does a good job of that. So we actually go through and watch the game and do plus minuses on giveaway takeaways and whatnot. So we do that. We share that with the players too, and we talk about it internally. But especially if a player's high or low, we either compliment them or tell them, hey, you know, you're on the minus side, and you always want to try and be on the plus side of that. And if you are, and if most guys are, you're going to have a good game.
You know, it's funny. We were watching Tanner last night with the Blackhawks and watching Taves, who had a great game, but even stars like that make boo-boos, and he,
sure,
you know, copped up the puck in between the blue line and the top of the circle that you always talk about.
The danger zone.
The danger zone, and the Sabres put it in the net in 2 seconds. It was just amazing how quickly things can turn around if you make that mistake right there.
We see it all the time, and just, you know, even like I told you, Saturday night, we couldn't score Friday night. We got two goals, but we couldn't score last Friday against Ferris. I mean, the grade A's, we had more grade A chances in that game than we had all year, and then I told you Saturday I'm watching the NHL games, and some of the goals that were going in the goalies, I could not believe how bad they were. Mm-hmm. And then sure enough, first goal we get Saturday night, it's just Tommy Brett is trying to shoot it in, goes off the guy's stick way up in the air, and goes, goalie can't find it.
Oh, so
goes
it did hit a stick. Hey?
It did hit a stick, yeah. That, so it hit the Ferris player stick sort of shin pad and went up in the air, and because he was just trying to lay it into the opposite corner. He wasn't trying to do that on purpose. Okay. And so anyway, at that, even the highest level, the best players at any sport, it's a game of mistakes, and you're going to see mistakes, and the team that makes the fewest usually has a better chance of winning. That's why you're trying to make less mistakes than the other team and try and manage the puck and make sure you play a good, solid game.
Going back to the question, Coach, on the giveaway takeaway numbers, do we do well in that? I mean, if you know,
yes.
Overall,
yeah, overall we do really good on that. You know, and we have the puck so much too, so sometimes we don't get as many takeaways as we do the giveaways, because you look any of our games, whether, you know, Corsi's a good place to go look at stats, the Corsi numbers, and you know, we're one of the top in the country as far as you know, shots on goal and things like that. But a lot of that is from your takeaways and getting the puck back and having puck possession.
Next question, with other sports activities happening around the area, how vital is a few more fans at the game in Marquette, especially since we may not be able to count on any help from Bemidji to lock up second place?
You can't count on Bemidji. You know, not that they're not a good team, and not that they can't, you know, they swept Minnesota State there, but the circumstances are a lot different. You know, Minnesota State has a little bit more to play for right now than Bemidji does. So, obviously all the fan support we can get is better. This is a case where I think more is better. Yeah. More support is better, and that's why you fight and claw and scratch to try to get home ice in the playoffs, because you want the support of your home fans versus going into an environment where people aren't going to get you. Because I think it affects a lot of things. I think it affects the way the referees call the game. You know, how many times have you seen sort of the fans call a penalty, Dirk? Yeah, and I saw it this weekend. You know, they get after and all of a sudden the referee, the arm goes up, and you know, and referees are going to ref the game, but you know, there's that little bit of a intimidation factor. And I don't want to say intimidation, but just, you know, our fans are knowledgeable, so they know a penalty when it's a penalty, so they let the refs know.
I don't know if this is, might have to think about this one, Coach. What are your favorite two or three memories of the rivalry with Northern Michigan University?
Oh, boy. Favorite. Well, one comes to mind when we beat them in the third place game of the NCAA championship. So, you know, that you want to beat them regardless of the circumstances, regardless of where the game's played or what's on the line or what's at stake. But I think that was just important for us to, you know, you're both disappointed because you're both lost and your hopes of a national championship have gone out the window. Mm-hmm. And you've got to regroup and come back and play the next day. And then, you know, I think it's a good thing they don't have a third place game anymore, but you know, you had to play it. There's a game on your schedule and you have to go play it. And we went out and we beat them pretty good. So that's a good memory. I like that. I like that one for sure. And I think even last year, I think beating them down in Marquette, giving us a chance to win the McNaughton Cup, I think that was a great memory. And just coming away from there with a hard-fought win and then finding out on the way home that, indeed, we did.
Losing service and stuff, trying to
find out. Oh, yeah,
but
yeah. So I think those are, to me, you know, they're more recent. But, well, I guess not really. Back in 81 isn't recent, but the last one is recent. I think those are important games and games that, you know, I'll probably remember for sure. I mean, one I played in and one I've been a coach in, so they're fun. Different but fun.
Well, all right, a couple more questions. You can still get your question in. It's DJ@themix93.com. We'll have those in just a moment. The Mel Pearson Show continuing right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait. Is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621. Stop in at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub for Sushi Tuesday from 4 till 11. Their fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. Now the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub get the same fish you would get in eateries in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library and taste something great.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves.